Welcome to an all-new episode of Fabled Distortions. We go back in time to gather a fistful of paragraph-long fables compiled by Aesop. We give them new life and new settings and bring them to television on audio. Confused? Well, just imagine clicking through the lineup of a television network. Whether it's sports, news, commercials, game shows, or reality TV, each click brings a different fable to life. Click on, my remote-wielding friend, for a new season on the Aesop Fable Station.
It's not fair.
It's not right.
It's potentially harmful to the environment.
Boo, that's your argument?
Yeah, I guess so.
I kinda like it, actually. Boo!
What are we protesting?
Well, you see, the Sun King is planning on taking a Sun Queen.
I like the sun.
So do I. But if they have sun babies, well, it would get pretty hot around here.
And dry up all the marshes.
In that case, boo!
Boo!
Boo. Don't do it.
Are you tired of your neighbor's awful singing voice? Just listen to this horrible grasshopper. For goodness sakes, could you keep it down? Maybe you're like this owl. He's just trying to get some sleep. And that grasshopper has the effect of consuming too much caffeine.
I love to annoy my new neighbor.
Well, here's an idea from the people who brought you shame now. The spray that instantly makes people ashamed of their bad behavior. And who could forget fun in a box? It's just a box. Have fun. Now, for a limited time, you can order our latest product, Singing Booth in a Box. You can get the best of both worlds, and here's how it works.
I say, young singing grasshopper, could you drop by for a visit?
Sure, wise owl, as long as I get to sing.
What a coincidence. I bought a sound booth for you to record your, lovely songs.
Well then, I'll be right there, ready to record my new CD.
Simply take the plexiglass case from the box, turn it over, and rest it over the singer. You'll hear the difference.
It's good to have you in the audience. It's good.
Now for a nap.
Coming soon to the Aesop Fable Station, A Day in the Desert.
Who are you?
I'm a girl.
Do you have a name?
Truth.
Why are you out here in the desert?
Because everyone in town is a liar.
And you got tired of it?
Yep.
Got it. Moving on.
These stories and more coming up when AFS presents. Oh, never mind. Apparently, we've just aired the pilot, and the writers are out of ideas, and I guess the show's over.
We break from our normal broadcast to bring you this news. As was noted just a couple of remote clicks ago, the Sun is facing protests for his decision to take a wife. To add to the beleaguered orb's troubles, King Sun was just challenged to a duel of sorts with the North Wind.
Hey, Sun, I heard you think you're so hot.
I am. It's a fact.
And it appears the Sun is literally hot.
I meant it metaphorically.
I'm not a meteor.
We checked. It's true. The Sun is not technically a meteor.
That's enough. There's a man walking down there. If you're man enough, then accept this challenge.
I'm not a man.
We checked, and the Sun is not a human male.
I was talking about a challenge.
What challenge?
We checked, and no challenge was actually issued.
I was getting to it! You're getting me all blustered!
I don't think you used that word correctly.
We checked. He didn't.
Would you two stop it? I think I can make him take his coat off, but I don't think you can.
Well, that sounds like an interesting challenge. I accept.
Oh, I get to go first!
We checked. There's no official law that allows the North Wind to go first.
Now that the news guy has been blown up north, I can make a run for a victory.
Reporting from Alaska, we understand the North Wind has been blowing furiously, but the man in question is holding his coat tight.
I bet you can't do any better.
I'd be happy to give it a try.
Would you look at that? This has turned into a beautiful day. Think I'll take off my coat and go for a swim.
I was cheated! I was robbed! I was hoodwinked!
And in the aftermath of a show of strength, we can only conclude that what the North Wind couldn't do through brute force, the Sun could do through the power of persuasion. No hoodwinking actually occurred in the course of this news story.
Welcome to the reality TV show, How to Tell If Your Owners Like You. Today, we find a flea and an ox discussing this complicated issue.
You know, ox, I've seen how they treat you. You work hard, all day long. And for what?
Really, it's not that bad. They give me hay and a place to sleep.
Not me. I go anywhere, eat everywhere. Sometimes my masters don't even realize I'm leeching off them until it's too late.
Oh, I remember one other way my masters show their appreciation.
Yeah? What do they do?
They pat my head. It's a sign of affection. Hey, look, I think they like you.
I wish they loved me a little less.
Let's go behind the scenes, where producers are pitching ideas for new shows on the Aesop Fable Station.
We could do one with a hare and a tortoise.
That was like so 4 centuries ago.
What about a lazy grasshopper?
We overdid it with that one during the first season.
I have an idea. What if we featured a story about a little girl and her dad?
Well, what would it look like?
I put together a concept video. Roll film.
Okay, no cookies. I know how much you like them, but...
Don't worry, Father. I take no delight in cookies.
A few days pass.
Remember, no cookies.
I'll just be over here eating carrots. No dip.
If I didn't know better, I would think you didn't even like cookies.
4 days later...
I've got to go to the neighbor's to borrow a weed whacker. I'll be back in a few minutes. You watch over the cookies.
I will do that and more.
And when Dad left...
I'm watching over the cookies. And what's more, I'm eating some.
So, what do you think?
That's a no from me.
So this fox goes behind the scenes at a theater, he spots a mask, but come on, that fox isn't human. He has no idea what a mask is. He looks it over and thinks it's the head of a man. Then you want to know what that fox said about that mask? Nice head, but this man ain't got no brains. Tough crowd.
Welcome to the Aesop Storyteller Minute. One entire Aesop fable told in less time than it takes to get something from the fridge. Today's story, The Mole.
And her mother.
A mole. A creature blind from birth once said to her mother,
"I'm sure I can see, Mother."
In her desire to prove to her mistake, the mother placed before her a few grains of frankincense and asked,
"What is it?"
The young mole said,
"It is a pebble."
Her mother exclaimed,
"My daughter, I am afraid that you are not only blind, but you have lost your sense of smell."
Papa, you're a worthy role model.
Thank you, son. We deer have to stick together.
Uh-huh. But can you explain something to me?
I shall do my best. What's your question, young buck?
Is it true that you're bigger than a dog?
It is true.
Is it true you like to run fast?
Word gets around, doesn't it? My mom called me Zippy.
And is it true you have antlers to defend your family?
I hope you're not blind like that mole family, daughter. Look at my head. It's an antler family picnic up there.
I have another question.
What are you, Judge Wapner?
If you're big, and if you're fast, and if you have antlers to protect you, then why are you afraid of dogs?
That's a good question, son.
Maybe it's because I'm afraid of cats.
Run for your life!
Among the crabs, there is an honor in how one walks.
Don't walk on one side, Charlie.
There is hope for the future when little crab children take their first steps.
Lead off with your left leg.
Lessons are taught every day in crab culture.
A little faster, son.
But sometimes more than one lesson is learned.
Mother dear, if you will show me the straight way, I promise to walk in it.
Actions speak louder than words. A public service message from the Aesop Fable Station.
We got ourselves in a situation here, fellas.
We always got a situation. What's the matter this time?
The cat. He's always chasing us off some little morsel of unsanitary goodness.
Maybe it's his job.
If it is, I'd like to see him get fired.
So how do we do it?
Fine question.
Then answer it.
I will if you just give me a minute.
Do we actually have to wait a full minute?
Eh, all right. Haven't you heard of a dramatic pause? No? Really? Okay. If we was to tie a bell around the cat's neck, why, we would hear the cat coming before she would see us going.
Now there's a great idea. But who's gonna put the bell on the cat?
Let's get tricky. He'll do anything.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Welcome to Aesop Fable Station Sport coverage of Fable Golf. The excitement is high at Walnut Valley Golf Course, where today's Pro-Am game pits the very devious pro champion, Tom Wolfson, against amateur Kyle Equine. It appears Tom Wolfson is giving Kyle Equine some advice. Let's see if our microphones can pick it up.
You know, Kyle, if you start on that green over there, you'll get a head start on everyone else.
Looks like a classical misdirection. Tom is trying to lead Kyle astray. If Kyle moves to the other green, he will be disqualified from today's round. But wait, it appears Kyle is about to respond.
You don't have the greatest reputation, Tom. I think I'll just stay right here.
Looks like a veteran answer from our amateur competitor. Mr. Wolfson, your response.
Today I just didn't seem to have the touch. Leading people astray has been a part of my overall success. I guess I'll just have to practice harder for next time.
Or it could be possible you've just been outed as a cheating liar.
Well, that's rude.
Looks like that's all the time we have from Walnut Valley. Thanks for joining us for this special sports presentation. For all of us at Aesop Fable Station, I'm Unnamed Golf Announcer. Until next time.
Hey, how's it going?
Just fine, thank you.
You're a fig tree, right?
That's right.
I'm an olive tree.
So I noticed. You stay green all year around, right?
Good memory, fig tree. Your leaves fall off, right?
You bring it up every year, but you're right. My leaves fall every single year.
So, just to be clear, I stay green all year, and you don't.
Couldn't say it any clearer. So I guess that makes you special and me future driftwood.
Is it getting a little cold, or is it just me?
No, you're right. It's getting cold.
Is that snow falling?
Right again, it's snowing.
Is this what they call a blizzard?
3 for 3, sure called that one.
My limbs are getting very heavy.
It's probably all that snow.
Why don't they seem to be bothering you?
Probably because I don't have any leaves for them to stick to.
I'm not sure I can hold this up much longer.
Right again.
Ouch, that really hurts.
Welcome to the FSS Game Show, Cause and Effect. Please welcome to the stage our first contestant, Mr. Tortoise, from that classic story, The Tortoise and the Hare. Now, Mr. Tortoise, watch this video, discover the cause, and you should be able to identify the effect.
Alrighty then.
Once there was a farmer who found a snake.
Hey look, I found a snake.
But the snake was stiffer than a board.
It's the middle of winter. Yup, he's cold all right.
The farmer took that snake indoors and made it a home in a box. Wasn't long before the snake warmed up.
Good morning, sleepyhead. Well, how do you like that? He bit me.
And because the farmer had such a high deductible on his health insurance, he had to sell the farm to pay for the antidote.
I saw that going differently in my mind. I'll miss my tractor most of all.
Now, the snake insists he was just teething. He may have meant teasing and was just struggling with a stereotypical snake lisp. And that's not easy to say.
So, there you have it, Mr. Tortoise. The farmer supplied health care to a poisonous creature. What was the effect?
A needed upgrade in his own health care plan?
No.
Let sleeping snakes lie?
No, but you're getting warmer.
Just like the snake.
You're facing a 3 strikes and you're out scenario. But remember, you learned that slow and steady wins the race. So, let's bring that one home for a big win.
Sometimes when you show kindness to others, they can seem ungrateful.
That's absolutely correct. The tortoise wins again. Any comments from your former running partner, Mr. Hare?
It's not fair, I tell ya. Not fair.
Not everyone demonstrates good sportsmanship.
And Mr. Tortoise takes home our bonus prize in our surprise round.
Sometimes people learn their lesson.
Another brilliant effect answer from Mr. Tortoise.
Nope, I'm not gonna say another word.
People think you're wise when you keep your mouth shut.
And with that, Mr. Tortoise becomes the winningest player in the history of the AFS game show, Cause and Effect.
You should quit while you're ahead.
Oh my goodness, add one more to the list of wins.
You've been listening to Fable Distortions, AFS, the Aesop Fable Station 2. We'd like to thank the Fable Distortion players who have all played more characters than we could possibly name. Tom Chalker, Delvin Kinzer, Katie Daynard, Glenn Haskell, and Ryan Haskell. Thanks also to our guest actors, John Daynard, Chloe Daynard, and Joni Daynard. Fable Distortions, AFS, the Aesop Fable Station 2, was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell, executive producer and webmaster, Captain John Tatterzak. Theme music by Kevin McLeod of Incomptech.com. This drama focused on a few known and several lesser-known Aesop fables. Because most are extremely short, they work together in a more frantic-paced television setting. No fabled creatures were harmed in the making of this audio drama, and no fictional creature was meant to bear a resemblance to anyone living, dead, or otherwise immortalized in story or song. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Ryan Haskell. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2016, all rights reserved.
Hi, this is Fable Distortion's creator and producer, Glenn Haskell. A program like this doesn't just happen. It takes several things. First of all, an idea. That idea has to be accepted by somebody like Misfits Audio. Once that's accepted, you have to have a cast that believes in the project. Then you have to finish the production, and you have to connect with an audience. And hopefully we've been able to do that with this show. I wanted you to hear just a little bit from one of our cast members today, and that's Delvin Kinzer. He's been on from the very first episode of the show, and he's one of our Fable Distortion players. So how did he get involved in audio drama?
Most of my voiceover experience has been voicing of news and public service announcements and different kinds of things of that nature. It wasn't until I met our Fables fearless leader, Glenn Haskell, that I really started doing any kind of radio drama. It's been fun. It's been a nice break from just regular work, and I really enjoy doing it. Really, until Fables Distortions came along, I really had not gotten into doing voice work, and it's a blast. I enjoy it. Again, I got involved because my good friend Glenn Haskell said, "Would you like to do this?" And I said, "Sure, it sounds like fun." I've also, in my time on the planet, have done some community theater and things of that nature.
And does he have a favorite role that he's played on Fable Distortions?
Oh, I don't know that I have a favorite role in the Fable Distortions series. I just try to have fun with each and every one of them and try to come up with a voice that is different and unique. I really enjoy more hearing what the other people have done and how that highlights or comes in relationship with what I've done. Because it always seems like everything just fits together. Even though we're doing our voice work separately, it all seems to come together wonderfully. I guess that's a credit to the editors.
What's the most rewarding part of being a Fable Distortion player?
have fun with the other players, and especially with Glenn, because Glenn is kind of the, you know, he's the guy that writes all these things, puts them all together, and so putting little comments in between the lines just for his benefit, that's fun, and cracking him up is fun. That's rewarding. But then also knowing that folks out there are really enjoying what we've done with these fables. That's always fun to know that people are enjoying it.
Come back often to Misfits Audio. There's new audio every week right here online, misfitsaudio.com.